6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we have a program with the music of Cássio Viana, who is a Brazilian pianist, arranger, producer, music educator, and an award-winning composer whose work reflects a broad range of musical and cultural influences. He is the director of jazz studies at the Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington State. But his specialty is something that just a limited number of people in today's musical world is connected to: big bands. What actually caught my attention to his work is a Latin Grammy nomination he received this year in the category of Best Arrangement. It is for the track Flight 962 from his album Vida. And to tell us more about this and many other things, here is Cássio Viana himself. Welcome, Cássio, to From Ipanema to the World.
Hey, Flav, it's really nice to be here with you. Very, very cool to be here in your show. I've been in the U.S. since 2009, and I came after completing my undergrad studies in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. I'm from Rio. I love to compose. I'm also a jazz pianist. And one of the things that I really dreamed of doing in Brazil was to write music for big band. Unfortunately, there are not many jazz big bands in Brazil. The big band is that beautiful sound that people in the U.S. know as, like, you know, the sound of the Count Basie band, the Duke Ellington band. There's so many wonderful bands since the 1930s in the U.S. And that sound is a sound made of typically five saxophones, four trombones, four or five trumpets, plus the rhythm section, piano, guitar, bass, and drums, and of course, percussion and other things can be added. That sound, it's such a remarkable all-American jazz sound, and I wanted to write for that type of group. So that brought me to the U.S. to study, to go to grad school, and now I'm teaching. I'm a director of jazz studies at Pacific Lutheran University in Washington State. So that is the sound that brought me here. And since then, I've been playing, I've been writing and directing bands and recording with my own ensemble, Cássio Viana Jazz Orchestra. So my first big band album was recorded in 2017. I was living in Colorado. And it had a mixture of Brazilian music for big band, which is not very common, plus, you know, jazz styles, you know, shuffle and swing era kind of music. But then this time around, my second album with this group, now recorded in Washington State, I really decided to write more Brazilian music and, you know, more styles and things. Again, because I teach, I want to give my students music that is also music from Brazil, but it's very hard to find authentic music written in Brazilian styles for big band. So I wrote an album that is 95% Brazilian music. And the first one you're going to listen to right now is called Choro for My Boys. Choro is a very old Brazilian style that goes way back to the late 1800s. And to this day, it's very popular in Brazil. People go jamming with this type of music. And I have three little kids, ages now 5, 7, and 12. And they make a lot of noise, like kids do. So this music is inspired by their joy, their soccer playing, and all that stuff. So it's you're going to hear Kate Olson on Barry saxophone, and then Brian Monroney on guitar. It's a very fun, I hope you find it fun, piece of music.
Song. This is the name of the track we just heard. It is by Cássio Viana and is played by the Cássio Viana Jazz Orchestra. As you can hear, Cássio dominates the technique of writing for big band. He is our guest in this program, and I ask him to tell us how it is to work with big bands.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the U.S., there is a, of course, thriving culture of big band ensembles, large jazz ensembles, in the educational circuit. So every high school, sometimes middle schools, would have a jazz big band. Of course, most colleges, I would think, universities have jazz bands, because there is a strong culture of jazz music for large ensemble here. The publishing companies, they keep producing more and more every year. So, and because, of course, I teach at a college, for me, it's both important to direct, but also to write big band music. So it's great, even though commercially, it has become very complicated for bands to tour. It's too expensive, and the venues sometimes don't have the space for that. I was very influenced by my main teacher, mentor in Colorado, was a great composer called David Caffey. And he introduced me to the music of the great Thad Jones, who was one phenomenal composer. So we come here to study, and we start to learn about all this music that it's so, the variety of styles and writing styles is so great. So I feel very at home here, but at the same time, putting my background of Brazilian music into this language has been the most exciting project that I have been doing since my arrival here. So next, we're gonna listen to Flight 962. I wrote that for a small group back in 2022 maybe, and that was celebrating my anniversary of arrival in the U.S. I wrote for a small group, and it was just the memory of my main flight from Brazil to the U.S., American Airlines, Flight 962. I wrote that, and then a couple years later, I decided to arrange that for jazz big band. And the funny thing is, I premiered that arrangement in Dallas, Texas. Well, Dallas was the place where that airplane landed. It was exactly the place that I first arrived in the U.S. was in Dallas, Texas. And now I decided to record. And I'm so happy. I was so happy to find out that this exact arrangement was nominated for the Latin Grammy this year in the category Best Arrangement. Thank you.
just heard, Rio Vermelho, Red River. It is a composition by Cássio Viana. He also arranged the piece for big band. It is his specialty. He's been our guest in this program. First of all, thank you all listeners for joining us on From Ipanema to the World. It is always a pleasure to have you with us. I am Flavio Chames. You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh. And you can, every Friday night, find out something about Brazilian music. Also, if you're in Pittsburgh and like movies, there is a Brazilian movie in town that you should not miss. It is called The Secret Agent. It is nominated for 2 Oscars, got several prizes. Check Harris Theater, Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. You'll find all the information you need on the web. But for now, here is once again with us Cássio Viana, whom I would like to thank for joining us in this program. Thank you, Cássio.
Well, Flavio, it has been a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share stories of my music and share my music with From Ipanema to the World. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. We're going to listen now to a song that I call Scrabble. And that's very different from everything else you've heard so far, because I mentioned in the beginning that I like to write Brazilian music for jazz big band. But of course, I came to the U.S., and I studied the tradition of swing music. And the musicians who play my music here, they love the Brazilian, you know, they love to learn about Brazilian music. But I also have this connection with them through jazz. The name Scrabble, I remember when I titled this, I was looking for the process of writing all those difficult chromatic lines. And I felt like, oh, it feels like a game. It feels like a puzzle. But a puzzle has, you know, the pieces that go in the exact right place. This is different. This is a game where you can make up your own stuff, right? So, oh yeah, Scrabble. Writing this music feels like playing or working with pieces of Scrabble. That's the idea behind the title. And it's as fun as playing Scrabble.
be concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.